All right. Let's do it.
Yeah.
A deep dive into Carl Jung. You know, I've been looking forward to this one.
Yeah.
You sent me a ton of stuff on him, so we've got his life, his theories, and
right.
why he still matters, you know, today.
Yeah.
Now, most people know him for, like, introversion versus extroversion.
Right.
But my guess is there's a whole lot more to Jung than that.
Right? Oh, absolutely. He was a real trailblazer,
I think,
bridging psychology and philosophy and
really
mythology, even spirituality.
Yeah.
His early life is really fascinating. It kind of set the stage for how he approached everything.
Okay, so let's start there then. I was reading that he was born in Switzerland way back in 1875.
Yeah.
To pretty religious family.
Ah. I mean,
his dad was a pastor, right?
That's right. And it's really interesting to think about how that upbringing might have shaped his work later on,
mm-hmm.
especially all that stuff he did with universal symbols and the human psyche.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine growing up surrounded by all those stories and images. You know?
Right. Yeah. It's like those early experiences kind of sparked his curiosity about all those deeper layers of what makes us human.
Yeah.
The stuff that connects us across cultures and time.
Exactly. And that led him to medicine.
Oh, wow.
Where he specialized in psychiatry. And, you know, back then it was a brand new field, wide open for exploration, a place where he could combine that scientific background
yeah.
with these big questions about the mind and how it works.
So that's how he ended up at the Bert Hulsley Psychiatric Hospital in Zurich.
That's it.
That's where he started doing that famous word association work, right?
Right. But maybe even more important was his connection with Sigmund Freud.
Oh, yeah.
During that time. Their relationship, I mean, they collaborated at first, but then it got really messy.
Yeah, the Freud-Jung breakup.
Yeah.
Like, psychology's biggest drama, right?
It really is. But, you know, it was important. It wasn't just like a personal falling out.
Right.
Their ideas about the unconscious mind,
They
were just fundamentally different.
I see.
And that shaped the whole field. I mean,
yeah.
Freud,
yeah.
he was all about sexuality being the driving force behind everything unconscious, right?
Mm.
But Jung was more into symbols and this idea of a collective unconscious, something we all share.
So it wasn't just them as people.
Right.
It was their ideas
yeah.
that really changed things.
Yeah. Their split led Jung to develop what he called analytical psychology, which was a big departure from Freudian psychoanalysis.
Okay, so everyone knows Jung for introversion and extroversion.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, those labels are everywhere these days.
Mm.
But I'm guessing he didn't just stop there.
No, not at all. While those are important concepts, they're really just the beginning. You know, we're talking about a man who saw the human psyche as this incredibly complex and multi-layered thing.
So where else did Jung's explorations take him?
Well, he delved into what he called the four psychological functions,
yeah.
thinking, feeling, sensation, and intuition. These describe how we process information and interact with the world. You know, it's not just about being outgoing or a loner. It's how you perceive, judge, and make decisions.
Okay, so thinking, that's the logical, analytical side.
Uh-huh.
Feeling is all about emotions and values.
Right.
Sensation is grounded in concrete experiences,
mm-hmm.
and intuition is
yeah.
that gut feeling, that sense of knowing beyond logic.
Exactly. And the fascinating part is how these functions combine in each person.
Oh, interesting.
To create all these different personality types. That's why some people are drawn to data and analysis, while others go with their gut or what feels right.
And that's where the MBTI comes in.
Right.
The Myers-Briggs.
Yeah, the one that tells you if you're an INTJ or an ENFP. It's based on Jung's work.
Wow. So Jung's ideas had a real-world impact.
Absolutely. The MBTI, while it is simplified, it comes from Jung's work on those psychological functions. And it shows something important about him. He wasn't just a theorist up in an ivory tower. He was developing tools for people to understand themselves. Tools that are still used today.
Okay, so that's pretty amazing. I mean, he was mapping the inner world of the mind. But let's shift gears a bit. Another thing that fascinates me about Jung is his take on dreams.
Oh, yeah. He had a whole different perspective on dreams.
Right. For him, dreams weren't just random neural activity or repressed desires.
No, not at all.
He saw them as a direct line to the unconscious, right?
Absolutely. A language filled with symbols and archetypes just waiting to be deciphered.
So it wasn't just a matter of, oh, you dreamt of a snake. Must mean you're afraid of something.
No, it was much deeper than that.
There was more to it.
Much more. He believed that dream interpretation could help us unlock hidden conflicts and understand our shadow selves, you know, the parts of ourselves we try to hide.
Right.
And ultimately, he believed dreams could guide us toward becoming whole and accepting ourselves.
Like that recurring dream of being lost in a forest.
Yeah, exactly.
I've had that one.
Well, Jung might say that symbolizes feeling lost in life, you know, confused about your path. It's not about a literal forest, but what the forest represents emotionally and psychologically.
Okay, that's actually pretty insightful. But hold on, there's another Jungian concept we've got to talk about, synchronicity. Those weird coincidences
right.
that make you think the universe is trying to tell you something.
Like when you think of someone and then they call, or you find a book that seems perfectly tailored to what you're going through.
Right. And Jung didn't dismiss those as just random chance, right?
Nope. He saw them as meaningful coincidences, these hints that maybe there's a deeper connection between our inner world and the world outside of us. It's a pretty intriguing idea, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So are we talking about some kind of mystical force at work here?
Not necessarily. Jung was a scientist, but he was also open to the possibility that there are things we don't fully understand yet. Things beyond our current scientific knowledge.
All right. Well, we've covered a lot, but I feel like we're just scratching the surface of Jung.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
What else do we have to explore in this material you've brought?
Well, one thing we haven't touched on yet is Jung's concept of the collective unconscious. Now, this one's a bit of a mind bender, but it's central to his whole view of the human psyche.
Okay, I'm ready for another deep dive. Lay it on me. What is this collective unconscious all about?
Well, so the collective unconscious, it's a big one for Jung. It's like this deep well of shared human experiences, this reservoir of archetypes and instincts and symbols that we all inherit, like a universal library of the human psyche.
Okay, universal library. I like that.
Right.
So you're saying we're all connected on some level deeper than our individual consciousness.
Exactly. Jung believed that beneath our personal unconscious, with its unique memories and all that, there's this deeper layer, the collective unconscious, and it's shared by everyone. And that's where those archetypes we are talking about live.
Okay, so those archetypes, the hero, the shadow, the wise old man, they're not just literary devices. They're actually part of us.
In a way, yeah. Think of them as these universal patterns of behavior and imagery. They represent these fundamental human experiences.
Okay.
The struggle between good and evil, searching for meaning, wanting to be whole. And they show up not just in myths and stories, but in our dreams, our relationships, even our own personal struggles.
So it's like these archetypes are playing out all around us.
Exactly.
In our lives and in the stories we tell.
Yeah, like those examples you brought up, Luke Skywalker or Frodo.
Yep.
Those stories really get to us because they tap into those archetypal patterns in our collective unconscious. We see ourselves in those stories even if we don't realize it.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Hey.
But how did Jung even come up with this idea of a collective unconscious?
Well, he spent years studying dreams, mythology, religion, even alchemy. He was fascinated by these symbols and motifs that kept popping up across different cultures and time periods. He saw that they weren't random.
Right.
They pointed to something deeper.
So he was like a detective of the psyche, piecing together clues from all these different places.
Right.
Okay, but how can we actually use this idea of a collective unconscious? How does it help us in our everyday lives?
Well, for Jung, it was all about personal growth,
okay.
What he called individuation. He believed that by becoming aware of these archetypes and how they affect us, we could better understand our own psychological journeys.
So it's not just about knowing that the hero or the shadow exists.
No.
It's about recognizing how those patterns might be playing out in our own lives.
Exactly. It's about understanding these unconscious forces that shape how we think and feel and act.
Okay.
Like maybe you're drawn to a certain job because it fits the hero archetype in you. Or maybe you're wrestling with some part of yourself that you're trying to keep hidden.
So instead of being controlled by these unconscious forces, we can learn to understand them and become more whole and balanced.
That's the goal. It's about recognizing those unconscious influences so we can make better choices and live more authentically.
This is pretty mind-blowing stuff.
Yeah.
But let's be real, not everyone's going to become a Jungian expert.
Right.
What's the takeaway for the average person hearing this for the first time?
Well, I think even without becoming a Jungian scholar, there are still valuable lessons here. Like Jung reminds us that we're more complex than we often think.
Yeah.
We all have those light and shadow parts of ourselves, those inner heroes and demons, you know?
So we should accept those less desirable parts of ourselves.
Exactly. Because often it's in those shadows that we find the greatest potential for growth and transformation. And remember, We're not alone in this. The collective unconscious reminds us that we're all connected,
yeah.
that we share certain experiences and aspirations.
So even when we feel lost or alone,
yeah.
we can tap into that shared well yeah. of human experience.
You got it. It's powerful, especially in a world that can feel so divided. Hmm. Jung's saying, embrace your individuality, but also remember that you're part of something much bigger.
Okay, this is making sense now. It's not just about analyzing dreams or myths. It's about understanding what it means to be human.
Yeah.
On a deeper level.
Exactly.
Seeing the patterns that connect us all.
Yeah, and I think that's why Jung's ideas are still so relevant today. He gives us a way to navigate our inner world,
mm-hmm.
to understand ourselves and each other with more depth and compassion.
I'm glad you brought up compassion. It feels like Jung's work is all about embracing who we are, the good and the bad, and extending that same acceptance to others.
That's a great point. And speaking of embracing the unexpected, maybe it's time to get back to synchronicity. Those meaningful coincidences
yeah.
that leave us wondering if there's something more going on.
Let's dive back into those mysterious synchronicities.
Right.
All right, so back to synchronicity. It's like those times when the universe seems to be sending you a message, mm-hmm. right? Everything just lines up in this way that doesn't make sense logically.
Right, like those moments where things happen and you just feel like there's got to be some deeper meaning.
Yeah.
It's more than just coincidence. You know, like you were saying, when you think of someone and then they call or you find a book, that's exactly what you need right when you need it.
Exactly. You mentioned a while back that you had this story about a string of coincidences
yeah.
that led you to a new job opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
What would Jung say about that? What can we learn from experiences like that?
Well, you know, for Jung, those synchronicities weren't just random. They were meaningful coincidences where what's going on inside you psychologically
yeah.
seems to line up with what's happening in the world outside of you. It's like our unconscious minds are somehow interacting with the world.
So in my case with that job, are you saying my unconscious desire for a change
mm-hmm.
somehow caused those events to happen? Like my thoughts have magical powers or something?
Not quite. Jung didn't think it was like a direct cause and effect, like your thoughts directly make things happen.
Okay.
It's more about being attuned to these underlying patterns and connections in the universe. Like when we're really focused on finding meaning or purpose, that's when those synchronicities seem to pop up.
So it's more about being open to those little hints.
Exactly.
Those yeah. moments of synchronicity that might be trying to guide us or tell us something important.
Yeah, like you're developing your intuition, that gut feeling that says, hey, this means something, even if you can't explain it logically.
You know, this reminds me of something we talked about earlier, integrating the shadow self. Could those synchronicities be connected to those parts of ourselves that we try to hide?
It's possible, yeah. Maybe those synchronicities are messages from our shadow selves, bringing those hidden parts to light.
Wow.
Think about it. Those seemingly random events might be trying to show us something we need to face
yeah.
in order to become whole.
Okay, this whole conversation has been amazing. So what would you say are the biggest takeaways for you?
For me, it's that reminder that there's so much more to reality than what we see on the surface. Jung's work is all about exploring those hidden depths within ourselves and in the world around us. It's about recognizing that we're all connected and that life has this deeper meaning.
I totally agree. It's a challenge to question our assumptions and to be okay with the mystery and the complexity of it all. Jung reminds us that we're not just individuals, we're part of something so much bigger, whether it's through that collective unconscious, those powerful archetypes, or those mysterious synchronicities. His work pushes us to explore those connections and become more fully ourselves.
Well said. So as we wrap up our deep dive into Jung, I hope you keep exploring these ideas, see what resonates with you, pay attention to those synchronicities in your own life, and approach this journey of self-discovery with curiosity and an open mind.
This has been a wild ride. And remember, there's always more to discover, more to learn, more to experience. So until next time, keep diving deep and keep those minds open.